Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
How Do We Say Yes to God? By Maris Beecher, read by Ellie Johnson. The Bible verse for today is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. How do we say yes to God? First, determine to say no in your mind. A person without self-control is like a house with its doors and windows knocked out. Proverbs 25:28. I like how the New King James Version put it as well. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down, without walls. That word, spirit, can also mean mind. And isn't that the truth? If we can't rule our minds, then we are defenseless against the enemy's schemes. We are like a home with its doors and windows knocked in. Anyone can come in and steal and kill whatever they want. A person without the ability to control their thoughts is the exact person that the enemy will go after. Telling yourself no means confronting the thoughts that are not from God. Thoughts of rejection, insecurity, doubt, self-doubt, these things are not from God. And if those thoughts are running rampant in our minds, we are actually telling God no. We cannot believe lies and truth at the same time. If we are accepting the lies, then we are rejecting the truth. Where in your thought life do you believe lies? Second, have faith in God's promises. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Saying yes to God means stepping out into the unknown, moving forward in something that you believe God is asking you to do. It's confirmed in His Word. When that young man and I broke up, I had no idea where God was going to lead me. I remember one time confessing to my pastor that I was planning to be a nun because I didn't see any men in my future. He just laughed and told me no. If you read Hebrews 11, you'll see all those who have gone before us with faith to see things that were unseen at the time. Take Abraham, for example. God asked him to leave his country and go somewhere else to establish a new covenant with Him. By faith, Abraham obeyed and went out even though he did not know where he was going. Hebrews 11:8-9. Here are more verses for meditation. Do you believe God when He says these things? Do you trust that He is working all things for your good, that He does have a purpose in your life? And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and will not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43:2. Even our lack of faith cannot thwart God's purposes. All of the saints spoken of in Hebrews 11 were flawed humans just like us, and God still used them. Why? Because they continued to say yes to Him. They rejected the lies of the enemy and continued to trust despite their shortcomings. This word is for us too. This day, if God is asking you to move forward on something, say yes. How will you know if God is asking you to say yes to something? He will confirm it through His Word. Do not be shy to ask for confirmation either. Ask God to confirm what He's asking. He will do it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.